You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for a trending report right now. I don't really know anybody other than my friend Julie Fendrick, who watches the Emmy Awards, but I'm sure she will be sitting down with her big bowl of popcorn excited. But the Emmy nominations are out, Jer Bear.
Okay.
They might as well rename them the HBO Awards. HBO picked up 127 nominations.
Whoa.
And 74 of those are split between just three shows. Obviously, Succession, which I still think was probably the best show on TV over the last year.
Okay.
That got 27 to lead all shows. The Last of Us. Did you watch that?
No, it's an app I don't have. It's one streaming service I'm not a part of.
I know Gretchen and my stepdaughter Zoe watched it. I didn't see it. The Last of Us, but they loved it. Yeah. And The White Lotus, which I tried to get into but couldn't.
Okay.
Also got 23. So those three shows between them, 74 nominations.
I might have to get the HBO app. Maybe I'll bump a couple more that I'm paying for and get that one for a little while.
Off the air, tell me the ones you have. I'll tell you which ones to jettison in favor of.
I've already dumped Netflix, so got to start already.
And besides, it's just called Max anymore. Anyway, Better Call Saul got a nomination in there. For comedy, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, which I know you love.
I do love that show.
Ted Lasso, which
fizzled out for
really
a lot of people.
Fell on its face.
Still haven't watched that yet. The final season of that.
You know what? I almost would tell you as a friend, don't, because you don't want to be depressed.
Yeah,
That such a good show lost its way.
Ah, okay. I probably won't. All right, so that's that, huh?
Get the max. What else is going on in the world of entertainment? Mission Impossible. What is this, the seventh one?
I've lost count, Dom.
It's called Mission Impossible.
They are Mission Possible because each one gets solved.
Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1.
This is the one where he drives a motorcycle off a cliff, I believe, and pulls a parachute. That's the big stunt.
Well, we know there will be another one because this one is Dead Reckoning Part 1, so there obviously will be a Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 2. But Tom Cruise, never let it be said. I find Tom Cruise to be annoying in person. His movies are fun. I can't deny it.
His movies are great.
I can't deny it.
They generally are pretty darn good.
I enjoy watching his films.
Yeah.
He's a bit of a tool. But I like his movies.
It's the whole ego and him screaming at the staff on set.
All that stuff.
All of it, yeah.
So you can also never say that he doesn't work his butt off promoting his films. So what he did yesterday, no, check that, on Tuesday, he went to four different premieres of the movie in four different cities in one day.
Very cool.
So he went to Washington, D.C., Miami, Atlanta, and Toronto all in one day for premieres to, you know, hype the crowd.
That's cool.
Although he needs people to write his material for them because in Atlanta, here's what he told the crowd. Quote, "Hope you enjoy the film because we made it for you."
All right. Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, the mouth breathing public was probably like, yeah, you did.
You made this for me.
I love you, Tom. But you know what? Bottom line, good for him. He's out promoting.
Look, he made it for his bank
account.
He's
hitting the streets.
And that's what I'm saying. You can't knock his work ethic.
You can't knock him.
At all.
Was that the fourth stop, Atlanta?
I don't know.
Because maybe by the end,
probably
like,
number three.
He's like, all right, yeah, we made this for you. It's going to be great. I got to go. I got another location to get to.
Get on his little private jet and go. Hey, the whole big thing around real estate these days would be unique, interesting homes. I got one for you. There's this guy on YouTube who bought an old nuclear missile silo in Nebraska.
It's neat.
He paid $550,000 for it, and he went and fixed it up, turned it into a home. He's now selling it for $750,000. You're down in an old missile silo, so you have to live underground like a rodent. Remax is handling the sale. They say a bunch of people have already reached out. Yeah. It's not big, Jer. It's only about 1,250 square feet. But there's an unfinished lower level about the same size. So if you wanted to finish that out, you could bump it up to about 2,500 square feet.
Goes even deeper into the ground. I was looking at this. It made me claustrophobic a little bit. The idea is cool. It's really neat. It's safe, it sounds like. But there's, no windows, and you're in this round silo, and it's very claustrophobic.
What if it echoes in there?
I'm sure it echoes in there.
One bedroom, one bath, a three-quarter bath. Comes with oven, refrigerator, microwave. He's got some amenities in there like a foosball table, popcorn machine, blah, blah, blah.
I read the listing. It's like, concrete pad up top. Great for RV parking.
Right.
And then it gives you like all the school listings and everything, just like it would be a normal real estate listing.
Listen, 6 acres of land, all of that, and it's $750. In Colorado, that would be a bargain.
Yeah.
The address, 1200 Silo Lane.
Hey. Kind of has to be.
Anyway, if you're looking to branch out,
change it to Big Boom Lane.
Right.
Big Boom.
Plus, you do have to move to Nebraska. There is that.
There is that.
What else is trending?
Well, let's chat a little bit more about Tay-Tay coming to town. This story is coming from Denver 7, talking about hotel prices for the big event over the next couple days. And one viewer was quoted $3,471 for a one-night stay at a Denver hotel. And it wasn't anything real fancy, you guys. But Hotels.com kind of did a breakdown of price ranges. Anywhere from about $400 to, yes, more than $3,000 a night for the roughly, well, they say 100,000 people will be attending the concert this weekend. So there's going to be a lot of out-of-towners, even, out of town from Colorado, some more deep in Colorado. If you're coming up from the Springs, you probably go on a hotel room. But anyway, you can be looking at like $3,000 for a room. Man. And they say this really is not going to be price gouging, even though it looks like it. It's just based off of supply and demand. And the demand is high, and they can get this money.
Well, plus we talked about the other day, even if people aren't going to Tay-Tay, the Rockies games are going to be huge this weekend because the New York Yankees are coming to town.
Yep.
So you got Taylor Swift and the Yankees.
And our happy hour in Thornton.
Don't forget that.
I mean, people might be coming in for that, too. Third biggest event in town, I think. So anyway, bottom line, man, a lot of money going to be exchanged this weekend. There's a site called Numerator, nerds, and they follow the top Prime Day purchases that happened over the past couple days with the Amazon Prime Days. And they found the hottest item this year that was purchased. It was the Temptations cat treats, Dom, the number one.
Yeah.
Based on units purchased, and I looked it up, and the Temptations cat treats are delicious treats that have a crunchy exterior and a visibly creamy center that is made with real meat. And apparently cats love them.
It's almost like a cat Reese's.
Or what was those combos? It was like pretzels on the outside peanut butter in the middle.
Cat combos.
So anyway, I don't know how much they were going for, but the cat treats were the big seller this year for the Amazon Prime Days. What else is going on? If you're looking to go to the beach this summer on vacation, you might want to burn your skin off when you're done. A new study has found that over half of America's beaches are covered with fecal matter, Dom.
Of course.
And are unsafe for swimming. Some environmental group tested over 3,100 beaches. 55% of them had at least one day during the testing period where they found a bunch of poo-poo. Filthiest beaches can be found in Texas, Louisiana, and Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania?
That's what it says. I know, right?
Pennsylvania.
Okay. They contribute it to sewers and septic tanks and animal waste and stuff, but nowhere is safe, Dom. Everything is covered.
You think people wade out into the water and...
Oh, yeah, I would. I wouldn't go poo-poo. I'd go pee-pee, I think.
Well, but we're talking fecal, so I'm saying are people wandering out there and...
It's just coming off of them, probably. And if you got kids out there, too, with diapers and, kids.
Right.
Gross.
Okay.
Speaking of beaches, I just found this story funny this morning. Authorities are looking to apprehend an aggressive sea otter that's targeting surfers in California. They say in recent days the attacks have grown increasingly aggressive. Terrorizing surfers out there. They said one otter, which remains nameless, has been attacking surfers and stealing their surfboards. So I guess if they're out there surfing and they fall off the board, the otter swims up and then swims off with their surfboard.
I saw a photo of one of these, and it's pretty darn funny that it has the surfboard and it's trying to get away with
it. I'm out of here.
I love that they said that the otter shall remain nameless. Yeah, that's funny.
That's pretty funny. So anyway, they've decided to step in and actually try to get this otter or otters out of there before the, you know, it actually attacks somebody and tries to eat their face or something.
Well, you know, between the otters and those killer whales that are attacking the ships, this is the revenge of the sea life. They are turning on humans, as they probably should.
Sounds like we're pooping in their water.
Well, we're horrible.
They're like, get out of here. My water's full of fecal, you
truly,
jerks.
Truly, humans might be one of the worst things that ever happened to this planet.
True that, buddy. True that. And then real quick, since we tease this, if you're approaching the age of 31, you might want to think about doing a job change. They say they are calling it the 10-year career itch. People that are hitting 31 have been in the workforce roughly 10 years at that point. And 26% of people are considering a career change by that age, and 44% have already made the leap and decided to move on 10 years into a career, which, good, bad, I don't know.
It's good to move around.
I guess it's good to move around.
I think so. And they say the average person, this is something I read many years ago, I don't know if it's true, but they said the average person, we're not talking changing jobs, we're talking changing careers. Yeah. Say the average person will change 5 times.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
It's crazy.
5 different careers in a lifetime.
Whereas I'm like, if you're 10 years into a career, you're starting to build some street cred at that company and perks
or you hate it. Or it takes you 10 years to realize you've made a horrible mistake.
Dear God, what am I doing here? I got to change now.
Remember the Turkish proverb I like to share, Jeremy?
Tell me now.
No matter how far you've traveled down the wrong path, turn back.
It's a good one.
Thank you.
Pretty solid. All right, clickbait me.
Clickbait.
Facebook, find us there, Dom and Jeremy in the FB. A link today about a woman in Canada just set a world record for her collection of 1,618 different toothbrushes.
Beautiful.
Check them out on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
I do not have a Turkish proverb for that one.
Just brush and fly.